Thank you, Richard. Well, here's something we can all speculate about, because it's an email from Kevin who says, in theory, might it be possible to engineer a type of airborne microbe or virus that could be released into the atmosphere where greenhouse gases are highly concentrated? These microbes would be designed to feed off the gas but expel harmless gas as a byproduct. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know about an airborne version, but we do already have microbes which do this. They're called algae and plants. They feed off the carbon dioxide. They need sunlight to do it, and they give out oxygen. Unfortunately, at the moment, they're not feeding off it enough, and they're not getting rid of all the extra carbon dioxide we're putting into the world.
Because those algae are largely in the sea, and the sea is accounting for over a third of the absorption of the CO2 that we've put into the atmosphere. So they're doing quite a good job. But they're not obviously fixing all of that. It's just dissolving in the sea. But obviously they could in the long run.
And also, of course, even if you do get algae growing, then something will go and eat the algae and burn all of the sugar and the carbon inside them.
And the CO2 comes straight back out again as gas back into the atmosphere. So actually there's no real big solution apart from just to produce less CO2, I guess.
Unless you can grow lots of algae and make it sink to the bottom of the ocean and get buried.
Yeah, there's been some recent experiments trying to do this, but unfortunately a problem with all of these ideas is something of this scale, a huge geoengineering project, very dodgy to know exactly what's going to happen.
Thank you very much, Richard. Right, well, that's all we've got time for this week. It just remains for me to say do join us next time when it's the Cambridge Science Festival, so we'll have an update on the best of the fest for you here on The Naked Scientist. But let me thank very much the guests this week, Mark Abrahams, Mark Peplow, Rick Feinberg, and also our wonderful production team, Mira Senthilingam, Ben Vowsler, Diana O'Carroll, who handles Question of the Week, and Petra Minch, and our wonderful co-production presentation team here in the studio, Dave Ansell with his Kitchen Science, and Richard Van Norden. Do join us next time. More on the web at nakedscientist.com. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.